Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah!
Okay. Amen, amen, amen. Hello, everyone. This is Prophetess Valencia Scott. I am the host of The Line tonight. This line is from Elder Andre Prevost, which is the co-founder of the Anointed Truth of Christ. He is the host of the most controversial gospel show on air. And we already, the order of service, we already had our song. And I want to welcome everyone to the revival. This is the second night of the Dynamic Revival. I spoke last night. Tonight, Elder Prevost is speaking. And tomorrow night, Lady Prevost will be speaking. So we're going to have a great time in God. So allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come, Father God, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, I invite you into this prayer. Father God, I pray that you touch everyone that's on the line. Father God, I pray you give the man of God strength, Father God, to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. God, we are expecting people to be healed, delivered, and set free from the word of the God that you gave the man of God in the name of Jesus, God. Good in our life, God. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. In your precious son, Jesus' name, amen, amen. And I'm about to read our scripture for the theme. Let me go because it's in my phone. Praise Jesus. Okay. Luke 17, 1 and 3, King James Version. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible, but those offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, that he should offend one of those little ones. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespasses against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And that is Luke 17, 1 through 3. May a blessing be to the readers and hearers of his holy word. And now I'm going to go back to the introduction. And I'm about to, I believe I'm about to introduce the man of God. Let me see. Yep, introduce the speaker. All right, I'm about to introduce Elder Prevost. Everybody know about Elder Prevost. I've known Elder Prevost and First Lady. I think about being, about 5 or 6 years. They've been doing this ministry for a long time. It's just growing and growing every year. He's a very powerful man of God. He have a lot of rap videos that's coming out. He got a lot of music that's on YouTube. They're about to have TV. God is doing some amazing things in their life. He's going to bring a dynamic word. He is the one that came up with, I know God told us that he wanted us to do a 3-day revival, but God is the one that actually gave him the thing about check, you know, what God gave me last night about check yourself. But the word is watch yourself. And it's I love the way that God gave it to him, especially about what we're going through right now. It's really good that we watch ourselves. So I would like to introduce the psalm and introduce to others no other than Elder Andre Prevost. Man of God, it's in your hands. Amen, amen, amen. Let the Lord
amen. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. Can y'all hear me out there? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen, amen. It's truly a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Thank you, Sister Prophetess Valencia, for that wonderful, amen, introduction. Hallelujah, amen. And like she said, the theme tonight, amen, is watch yourself. But I like the way, hallelujah, she put it, check yourself. Because that's basically what he's saying. Praise God. Before we get into the word, let me go to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to thank you on today, Lord, for your revelation now. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you give me strength as I unleash it unto your people on tonight, Lord. And I thank you in advance for everything that you are doing for your people in your kingdom. Lord, I bind, I rebuke, and I cast away any work of the enemy right now that's trying to prohibit us from receiving this word. Hallelujah. And I thank you, hallelujah, right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen, and I want everybody, if you have your Bibles or your electronic devices, whatever the case may be, praise God, we need to go to Luke chapter 17. We're coming right out of the theme scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Amen. And like we said, the theme for this revival, hallelujah, is watch, hallelujah, yourself. Praise God. Amen. And when we get, when we start reading the scripture, now I'm a person that I'm one of the, I don't know if y'all like reaction videos, praise God, but I'm one of them people that stop the CD, stop the video, every bar, every line, because I'm analyzing everything that's being said on the video, everything that's being said in the song, every line, every bar, every hook, every chorus. I'm analyzing every single word. Hallelujah, amen. And I believe that's one reason why God, amen, chose me to break down his word, because that's, I do the Bible the same way. I go line by line. Hallelujah, amen. I'm one of them, you remember them old school preachers, as soon as you start reading, cut you off. And God said, yeah, and God said, yeah, that's me. Praise God, hallelujah. Now watch this. It says in chapter 17, verse 1, it says, then said he unto the disciples. Now I got to stop. I got to stop already. Praise God, hallelujah. It said, then said he, praise God, unto the disciples. Now, first of all, he is Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to get that out of the way. We got to let that be known. That's Jesus. Jesus is the one speaking. The people who he is speaking to is his disciples. Praise God. His disciples, the 12. Hallelujah. Amen. That's important. Everything written is important. It means something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, why is that important? Because it's important for us to know he's not talking to the Pharisees. He's not talking to the Sadducees. He's not talking to the sinners. Hallelujah. He ain't even talking to the congregation in the church or the synagogue back then. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's not talking to the passerbyers. He's not talking to the followers. He's talking to the disciples. Who are the disciples? The disciples are the people who are closest to Jesus. Catch that. He's talking to the people who are closest to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because sometimes the people that are closest to Jesus, I'm gonna say it the way he said it. But sometimes the people that are closest to Jesus are the most ignorant. Hallelujah. The word ignorant means we lack some form of knowledge, some form of information. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now the disciples who are closest to Jesus is who Jesus is talking to. Now you got to understand who we consider Jesus to be. We consider Jesus to be the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, the voice of God. John called him the Word. John said in the beginning he was there and wasn't nothing made without him. He was right there with God when it all happened. Hallelujah, praise God. So we got to understand these are the people who consider themselves and who actually are closest to God. They walking with God. They learning from God. Hallelujah, they talking with God. Hallelujah, amen. So it's important that the people who are walking closest with God know what he's about to say next. This ain't for the people in the pews. These are for the people in the pulpit. Hallelujah, praise God. This ain't for the people that just, I'm just, you know, I come every Sunday, you know, I'm trying to get in. Hallelujah. Or maybe I come Easter. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But I watch it online. I'm just trying to get in. Hallelujah, praise God. This ain't for them. These are for the people that's right there. I'm right there with you. Hallelujah. The people that gave up everything to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The disciples, the Bible tells us, left their jobs to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you got to understand, because I've been through this. Hallelujah. In the past, praise God. So I know how people talk about this. You going to leave your job to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. That's how close they were to Jesus. I feel confident enough. I can leave my source of income to follow him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's important for us, those of us who know and those of us who think that we are close to God. Hallelujah. What Jesus is about to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, it is impossible. Impossible. I got to stop at that word. Impossible. Hallelujah. Impossible means there's no way this could happen. No way. It's impossible. I can't fathom this taking place. That's how impossible it is. It's like airplane landing on the street in front of your house, like a big 747, double-decker deck just land there. That's impossible. There ain't no room. The street ain't long enough. That's impossible. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus is about to tell you something, hallelujah, that we would consider. Because remember, nothing's impossible with God. Nothing's impossible with God. So when Jesus is talking, he's breaking it down to a human level so we can understand. So when he says it's impossible, it's not impossible to him. He already knows everything is possible. But he's letting you know because we think it's impossible. Why do we think it's impossible, whatever he's about to say? Because we are his disciples. We right there with you, Jesus. We the closest ones with you. Hallelujah. So he says, it's impossible, but that offenses will come. Lord have mercy. Offenses will come. People are going to make you mad. Hallelujah. People are going to get on your nerves. Hallelujah. People are going to plot, plan, and scheme against you for your downfall. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not only that, one translation of offenses is temptations. Hallelujah. Because when you get offended by something, it tempts you to do something. Praise God. Hallelujah. I might be offended because you stepped on my toe. I might be offended, hallelujah, because you looked at my wife the wrong way. I might be offended, hallelujah, because you're talking about me behind my back. Praise God. But it tempts me to do something. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when these opportunities, he's telling me these type of things don't happen because we think when we get saved, that's it. I'm saved now. I don't care how fine she is, Elder. I'm saved now. Hallelujah. Okay, you just got saved? Yes, Elder, I did. Okay, I've been saved. Don't say. It don't matter how fine she is. Don't even put them words, hallelujah, in your mouth. But that's impossible because I'm walking with God. But Jesus said, I know it's impossible. Hallelujah. It's impossible for you to believe, so I got to let you know, hallelujah, that it's possible. Hallelujah. Yeah, you love your wife. You love that husband. You love him. That's the one you've been dreaming of. You asked God for. Hallelujah. But then he walked in the door. Lord have mercy. Offenses will come. Hallelujah. Praise God. People are going to get on your nerves. So watch this. He said, hallelujah, but woe unto him through whom they come. Now, we read this, and some of us get happy when we read this part, because he says, woe to him through whom they come. So the person who offended me, woe to you. I know that's what it seems like he's saying. Hallelujah, but that's not what he's saying. I got to read the second verse for you to get it. Hallelujah. It were better for him that a millstone, however you want to say it, will hang about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Now, watch this. I got to jump back to verse 1. He's talking to the disciples. Hallelujah. But he tells the disciples, it's better to have a millstone around your neck than to offend one of these little ones. Not them, not you. Hallelujah. So see, we got happy because, okay, if I get offended, God got my back. But he's not talking to the one who offended you. Hallelujah, because you don't have the knowledge that the person that offended, you don't know what that person know at work. You don't know about, they don't know about evil spirits. They don't believe in that kind of stuff. But you know they got an evil demon on, a hateful demon, a spiteful demon. Hallelujah. But you're going to sit there and argue with the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead of rebuking and casting away the demon. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, so when he says, woe unto him through whom they come, through whom they come, through whom the offenses come. In other words, if I get offended by you, Hallelujah. Amen. You brought me an offense. So it's already woe to you. We already understand woe to you because you have brought somebody an offense. Hallelujah. Amen. But if that offense flows through me, if it flows through me, that means it exits that out. In other words, you offend me, so I offend you back. Hallelujah. Woe to him through whom the offense comes. Because I know better. You're a disciple. You know better. You was there when we got off the boat, and the man ran up and said, Jesus, why are you here? Are you here to send us back to the pits of hell? And I said, what is your name? And the man said, Legion, for we are many, but it wasn't the man talking. So you know better because you're a disciple. You were with me. You know people get possessed by demons. You know that evil spirits are in play. You know this person could have just had a bad day, and they gave the enemy the opportunity to hop in them so they could hop on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know this information. Hallelujah. So it's not woe to the one who offended you. It's woe to you if you allow that offense to flow through you. Lord, have mercy. If you hit me, that's why he said, turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. He didn't say turn the other cheek so you could be a, can I say it? So you could be a punk. You'd be a chump, you know, a little scrub. Nah, he ain't saying, he's saying, if I hit you, watch this. If I hit you and you hit me back, you think that's the end of it? Praise God. No, if I hit you and then you in turn hit me back, I'm going to hit you again. And it's not going to stop. It's going to keep going till somebody is hurt. Somebody is on the ground. And you know, we from the hood. When you get on the ground, we like to stomp you a couple of times. And Jesus saying that all can be avoided if you just turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. And this is proven science. This ain't just, you know, spitting some scripture. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is proven. If you hit somebody and you don't hit them back 9 times out of 10, the fight's over with. You just look, you know, you look soft. You look weak. The only thing hurt is your ego. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now everybody say, well, that verse ain't saying, you know, if somebody ride my house, let them ride my house. No, he ain't saying that. If they break in to kill your family, let them kill. That's not what, no. He's saying when you get into an altercation, hallelujah, you need to check yourself. Amen. In other words, just because you said my mama, I ain't got to say yours. That's, you know, praise God. That's what we did in school. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're supposed to be adults now. We're supposed to be grown folks. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said the mature, that's not even just the spiritual way to handle it. That's the mature way. I'm going to be the bigger man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Us men, we be up there trying to show how macho and proud we are. And do you know, I'd be a couple of Jezebels on the side. They all huffed and puffed because it's two men fighting. But most of them wouldn't be on the sidelines talking. No, look at these two little boys. They supposed to be grown out here fighting. Praise God, hallelujah. Because somebody didn't check they self. Hallelujah, praise God. So then when we get to verse 3, he says, so take heed to yourself. Oh, my goodness. He didn't tell me to watch out for the hate. Hallelujah. He didn't say watch out for my enemies. Hallelujah. He didn't say watch out for the police. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said for me to watch myself. Hallelujah. Watch what I do. Watch what I say. Watch how I act. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said, watch this. He said, if thy brother trespass against thee. If your brother trespass against thee, if you offend me, if you make me mad. Hallelujah. For any reason. It don't matter what the reason is. You know, we get mad for nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get mad because we thought somebody said something that we thought somebody else said, and that person didn't even say that. Hallelujah. Somebody lying, you get mad. We don't even take time to ask nobody nothing. We just get mad. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it say if your brother trespass against thee. Now look, we always talk about forgive, forgive, forgive. That'll be our big Christian thing. You gotta forgive. God forgave you. Hallelujah. So you gotta forgive the next man because God has forgiven you. Blah, 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 blah. But we skip a whole step. It's right here. Hallelujah. In verse 3. It says, if your brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. See, that's the problem. That's why we got to check ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. You mad at me about something, right? Have you told me about it? Hallelujah. Have you confronted me about it? Or are you just sitting over there mad? Hallelujah. Pray. I offended. See, that's why he say, amen, woe to him that brings the offense, because I may have offended you, and I don't even know I offended you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm over here checking you. But I might be checking you on the down low. I mean, in secret. I mean, I'm not telling nobody but, you know, all of our friends and everybody we go to church with. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus said we got to rebuke. I'm supposed to confront you if I got a problem with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not just supposed to let the problem be there. And I'm feeling a certain kind of way and don't say nothing. I just stop talking to you. And you go, what's wrong with the other people? They don't talk to me no more. I don't know what's wrong with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But he said, if your brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. Tell him something. Well, now you know when you was in the world. You ain't had no problem walking, hey, I had a problem with what you did yesterday, so-and-so. If it happened again, it's going to be me and you, mostly me. I'm going to beat you to the white meat. Praise God. That's how we was in the world. Now we all saved and we all, hallelujah, instead of, you know, we confronting somebody, now we just want to go gossip about them when we get home from church. After the football game. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm supposed to rebuke you. I'm supposed to say something to you about it. Then it says, if he repents, hallelujah, forgive him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not necessarily about the offense that he offended me with. It's about making sure I don't offend back. This is about you make sure you stay who you are despite what other people are doing around you. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. It's about you staying that nice person that you are. No matter how much they call you a square, hallelujah, a pushover, whatever they want to call you. Hallelujah. You know, they call you weak, a punk. You a punk. You ain't nothing but punk. You a weak woman. You just let that man do this. And let people run all up. First of all, I didn't know. You notice you never knew people was running all over you till somebody told you? Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ever been in that situation where you just helping everybody and you feeling good about doing what you do? Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything going nice. And then here come one of your hating friends. Remember, Eve had a friend. It was a snake, a serpent. Hallelujah. Amen. You better watch what your friends say. Sometimes your friends bring your attention to something that ain't even there. Girl, you just let everybody run all over you. I do. And then as soon as that door open, here come the devil. Yeah, you know you let everybody run over you. You done gave so-and-so such and such, and they ain't paid you back yet. Such and such. You wasn't worried about it. Because somebody checked you when you shouldn't be checking yourself. You need to be who you are regardless of what everybody else is saying about you. Hallelujah. If you a nice person, you a nice person. If you a giving person, you a giving person. So what if you see somebody on the street and they say, voila, I want a beer, and you go buy them a beer. You're a Christian. You ain't supposed to be buying them a beer. I tell you like I tell them on Saturday, get out of my business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Check yourself. Don't check me. Hallelujah. If you read the Bible, Solomon said to give a strong drink to those that are poor and destitute so they can forget about their problems. That's in the Word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So while you checking me, you need to check yourself because you need to be the one cracking open your wallet and helping somebody out. Hallelujah. Some people criticize you, amen, because you put up with your kids. They're your kids. Well, if I was you, but you're not me. You cannot allow what other people do to change your personality. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I had one brother say, every day my wife is like this, every day. And I say, what you do? Well, she get on my nerves, so I just get right back with her. I say, well, that's the problem right there. You need to stay who you are. Hallelujah, praise God. You need to keep your same attitude no matter what they're doing. Don't get me wrong. I know it's hard. Hallelujah. But somebody got to stop it. Hallelujah, amen. Or else it's going to keep going. It's going to keep going. That's why you got to turn the other cheek. That's why you got to pray for those who spitefully use you. Because you can't stop being you. Because watch this. You'll mess around and group everybody in the same category. Yeah, it's a scam artist out there. It's some people out there lying. They lying. Sister Valencia, can you give me $2? I just need to go get me something to eat. And they really, you know, putting their $2, they're going to go get them a sack. And they needed some cigars. So, hallelujah. But that's not our concern. That ain't my concern what you do with them $2. Whatever lie you told me. Hallelujah. That's between you and God. Because I mess around and apply that to somebody else who really needs my help. And I won't help that person because of you. So I got to be me. I got to give whatever I think. That's why God gave us the term. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ain't got the Holy Spirit, check yourself. If you ain't got the Holy Spirit, you ain't got the discernment to know. Hallelujah. Amen. That's on you because you didn't ask God for it. He said, whatever you ask me for, I give it to you. Hallelujah. Some people, well, I don't know if I got the Holy Ghost because I can't speak in tongues. Praise God. And the Bible, they tell us in church, that's how we know. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to tell y'all something. Me personally, I care less if you speak in tongues or not. I'm looking for the fruit. I'm looking for the love, the joy, the long-suffering, the patience, the self-control. If you speak in tongues and then you turn around and fly off on somebody in the parking lot, somebody lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you shout all around the church, run all around, fall all out, roll like you're on fire. You stop, drop, and roll. And then you go out in the parking lot and cut somebody out, somebody lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why Jesus said they will be known by their fruit. So when you check yourself, check your fruit. Because if your fruit right, you ain't got to worry about offending nobody back. If your fruit right, hallelujah, amen, you ain't got to, you know God fighting your battles. Hallelujah. If your fruit right, you know you done had a bad day. Why she go off on me? She having a bad day, just like you had a bad day last week. You may not have went off on somebody, but you wanted to. Hallelujah. But you use that self-control of the Holy Spirit. But they don't got what you got. So you got to check yourself. You can't worry about the boss. You can't worry about your coworkers. She keep flirting with me, Elder. What I'm supposed to do? Ignore her. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're supposed to check yourself. If you see the people around you are not willing to change, the Bible says, and it says it so clearly, do not conform to the images of this world. In other words, I got to be me. I cannot conform to what you're doing. Hallelujah. If I conform to what you're doing, I'll be no better than you. Then where's the happiness? I'm going to let you kill my happiness. because you don't want to be happy today. Praise God. Sometimes you got to be that person that gets on people's nerves. You know that person. Everybody know that person. You couldn't stand them. Every time they showed up, they just happy. What you happy for? It's raining outside. What is you happy for? It's snowing outside. You still grinning? Lord have mercy. Your kids got an F on them. What is you so happy for? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for us to be those people. You got to be happy. You got to be joyful. Hallelujah. Regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of how many offenses are being brought to you, you're going to get offended. Hallelujah. That's why so many people single. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close, but the Lord says, the Lord just dropped this in my spirit. He said, that's why so many people single, because you can't take being offended. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm on my second marriage. I've been with my wife now 9 years. I was with my ex-wife for 14 years. Hallelujah. It's some offense. Hallelujah. It's a lot of offense going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. But soon as some people get offended, they run. As if, watch this, check yourself, as if you perfect. As if you ain't got no issues that other person got to deal with. Like you don't know you crazy. You know you crazy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know you got funny ways. Amen. Praise God. But you want to criticize someone else. Let's remember, watch yourself. Remember, Jesus said, before you can take that speck of dust out your brother's eye, you got to get that plank of wood out of yours. How can you see me clearly when you got issues yourself? How dare you, amen, criticize anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise God. As if you perfect. Hallelujah. But throughout the scriptures, Jesus never told us, watch out. He told us, watch out for the wolves and the sheep's clothing and this, that, and the other. But mostly he said, watch yourself. Well, what about the Pharisees? Hey, do what they say, but don't do what they do. In other words, quit worrying about what they, because that's probably what was going on. Well, I don't want to listen to Pastor so-and-so because I seen it on YouTube. He was having an affair and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, so I ain't listening to that. He said, well, watch this. Everything he's saying is right. It ain't nothing wrong with the word that's coming out of his mouth. It's something wrong with the action. That's why Jesus said, do what they say, not what they do. Quit talking about what they doing and worry about what you doing. That's how I took that. Quit worrying about what they're doing. Worry about what you're doing. Check yourself. Hallelujah. Before you go checking other people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before you check me, check you, because you might be wrong. That's why it's very important that we follow the steps. The steps say, hallelujah, amen, rebuke him first. Don't just, because we forget, well, I'm going to just forgive him and forget. And you done forgave me for something I ain't even do. Shame on you. And you want me to be grateful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Check yourself. Have you done what you're supposed to do? Hallelujah. Praise God. Husbands come home all the time. My dinner ain't cooked. And the house ain't clean. But did you do what you're supposed to do? Well, other than that ain't the point. I was supposed to knock, 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 knock. You can't expect the other person to do what they supposed to do. And they don't do it, and you complain about it, but you ain't done what you supposed to. Well, what kind of sense does that make? Both of y'all are wrong. Hallelujah. If y'all had mama and daddy, if y'all were sister and brother, both of y'all getting a whoop. Because now one of y'all did y'all chores. Hallelujah. If you worry about yourself, hallelujah, amen, and stay out of everybody else's business, amen, a lot of things wouldn't be coming upon us. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this. I believe it's in Numbers. It might be in Exodus, but I believe it's in Numbers. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. There was a time, amen, when Moses, he was married to a Cushite woman, a black woman from Ethiopia. Hallelujah. And his sister, she had a problem with it. Hallelujah. And he said, she had a problem. She went, her and Aaron went straight to him and told them, we don't like your wife. You done married a black woman from Ethiopia, and did God tell you to do that? Don't we speak to God, too? And da 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 da. Got all up in the man of God after he done delivered them from Egypt. You know how people do you. After you done did something from them, now they want to come check you. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody like that. I know. We don't do that. Hallelujah. But it's been done to us. Praise God. Amen. And so Moses didn't even fight for himself. He let God do it. God struck this woman with leprosy because she was not minding her own business. She wasn't tending to herself. She wasn't keeping herself in check. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as I close the word tonight, hallelujah, the theme, watch yourself. Hallelujah. We always use the term enemy. I'm looking out for the enemy. I got my door locked because of the enemy. But you done locked yourself in the house with the enemy because the enemy is the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we played Deliver Me tonight. And if you notice, the words of the song did not say deliver me from evil. Deliver me from the enemy. Deliver me from the devil. The words of the song said deliver me from me. Deliver me from myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. So as I close, amen, and we go throughout the rest of our week, praise God. God gave us this theme for a reason. And it's always, of course, it's always to the men and women of God that received the revelation first. But then once we receive the revelation, we pass that revelation on because, hallelujah, it's for everyone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight, amen, the disciples of Christ, hallelujah, the followers of the living God, the Lord wants us to watch ourselves, take heed to our actions. Because somebody, hallelujah, is watching you. You don't know they're watching you. Hallelujah. You don't know they're watching you. They might not even say nothing to you. You might not ever meet these people. Hallelujah, shake hands, whatever the case may be, but they are watching you. Hallelujah, praise God. So you need to watch yourself because Jesus said it'd be better for you to tie a rope around your neck. Can I illustrate it? Tie a rope around your neck. Take one of them cinder blocks. Tie the other end of that rope to that cinder block and do just like they do in the gangster movies. Just drop it in the ocean. Watch you just go down with it. He said it's better for you to drown in the middle of the sea than to lead one of his little ones astray. Hallelujah. So watch yourselves. Praise God. It's back in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you touch the man of God. Everything that he poured out, Father God, I pray that you refresh the man of God in the name of Jesus, God.
Day,
I pray no backlash come against the man of God from bringing the dynamic word, God. And I just thank
then,
you, God, for just continuing to strengthen the man of God in the name
so
of Jesus.
They got so popular that then all of a sudden
thank you, Father, you are worthy to praise. Amen, amen, amen. And there was a dynamic word. Watch yourself, check yourself. I promise that you can't focus on anyone else. I don't know why this doing because you're too focused on asking God to help you in all the areas where you begin to really, really check ourselves. I had learned when I went into AA, we had something called step 10. Continue to take personal inventory. I promise you, if you continue to watch yourself and look at you and find out that you are really still jacked up, you won't say another word about nobody else. Like you said, we get offended so easily. We can't even do what God tells us to do because we call up in how we feel. A person might offend you. That might have meant to offend you. That might just be having a bad day. And then, like you said, how people, your so-called friends will bring up something. You don't even be mad about it until they bring it up. But if you keep your eyes on God and stay focused on God and do what you're supposed to and watch yourself and check yourself, you will not be discouraged. Now, that was a dynamic word, Elder. Amen, amen. The floor is now open for comments. Does anyone have a comment or a prayer request? The floor is now open. Amen.
And if you got drunk, go to sleep. I'm with a group. We will.
With Jesus. Well, are there any comments or any prayer requests? The floor is now open. Well, amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Hey, man, this is Sister Alexandra. Pastor Prevost, you did a great job tonight. Mm-hmm. And everything you said is true. And like you said, we need to be forgiven of one another. And if another person does not know, then he should go to his brother or his sister or whoever. And, you know, we're children of God. We're supposed to be disciplined. And it's nothing that we do should keep us from talking to one another, getting to the bottom of anything. We shouldn't be walking around. I'm just saying. Now, this is across the board, anybody. We shouldn't be walking around with holding something in us against someone else or angry or whatever. You should go to that person and you should talk to them because that person might not even know. And me, myself, I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell if anybody, you know, is upset with me. But if there should be someone out there like that, I would please black for them to come forward in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't hold nothing against anybody. And so we need to all learn to practice that because it's not worth it. That's the devil working. You know what I'm saying? And he got the children of God thinking something is going on. And we know that we are being watched. We're being watched by each other. You know, we're being watched by God. And the only person that I am fearful of is my Lord and Savior because I do want to please him, and we all should want to please him. So we just need to come to a point as adults, okay, and we should be able to talk to one another because it's nothing down on this earth that should keep us in conflict or upset about anything. Like I said earlier in my sermon, you know, this is a crazy world, and crazy people are in this world. And that's what Satan wants. He wants the saints to be fighting amongst themselves, but they should know better. They shouldn't. Anything they have against their brother or their sister, they need to go to them. And if they're not a child of God, even if it's a person that you know, you should still go to that person or talk to them, or they should come to you because a lot of people not mind readers. They don't know that they've offended you, you know? So I think that we as people, we need to just be mindful of the other person and just, you know, just nip it in the bud. Just get to the bottom of it. It shouldn't be nothing that should make anybody hair go gray or anything that somebody has said against one another. They might not even know they offended them, you know, but it's just good to always just clear the pipes. Get it out the way. Get it out the way. Nobody, whatever they're doing, should turn your personality. Be who you are. You know what I'm saying? God works with each and everybody differently. Some people are higher than others, and some people are not where others are. So God works with everyone independently. We can, but we're not supposed to. I don't think we're supposed to because that's for God to do. He's working on each and every one of us, and now all of us got a long ways to go. So all I'm saying is on this walk of life that we're doing, it should always be room for love, forgiveness, support, and to always take it to our Father because we don't know what the other person is thinking. But what we can do as God's children is just continue doing who we are and going to him and forgive, ask God for forgiveness. If I've offended my brother or my sister, Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness. I don't even know if I even offended anybody. But if I have, I'm asking for forgiveness. That's why I always start off my prayer line with we repent and we ask for forgiveness because we don't know who we've offended. We don't know. But if they come and talk to us or tell us, if they have any aught against us, then we should be able, as a man or woman, hear them out and then take it from there. But we should not be holding grudges. We shouldn't have secrets. We shouldn't be doing none of that stuff. We should not be doing that. That is not how we are supposed to be walking. Jesus was a very good example, and we need to follow his example. So we don't need Satan whispering in our ears and having us all turned up or all of a sudden we turn in a certain type of way. We shouldn't. That's not of God. That's not of God. So that's all I wanted to say, but a very, very good platform tonight. Very good platform. So if anyone out there is offended in the name of Jesus, I'm just saying, bring it forward to that brother or that sister because they may not know. and just get it over with. It's nothing to be woe. That's like carrying a burden that you don't even know about, or that's carrying something, or somebody else is carrying something against you, and you have no clue. So, people of God, let's speak up. Let's talk to one another. This is about being in the body of Christ, being one. The body doesn't go against itself. So we need to be talking to one another in love and in kindness. And if we did something wrong, then we need to be man or woman enough to stand up to whatever we've done. Because anything I do, I stand behind it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not too much woman that I will not apologize, say I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying, or ask the Lord to forgive me as well as the person that I'm asking. So there's never... I don't have the attitude of I'll never say I'm sorry, or I won't say this, I won't say that. If I've offended somebody and didn't know it, then please let me know. But I'm just saying, if you don't tell me, I would know, and that should be across the board with human beings, period. But I have seen people that say they will never apologize. I've seen that, and that's crazy. But again, you know, if they don't want to apologize or whatever, let them carry that burden or that stone. But good platform. Don't mean to talk that much. Good platform. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Are there any other comments or any prayer requests on the word tonight? Well, all right. Elder Prevo, it's back in your hands, man of God.
Good platform. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. We certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. I thank Sister Valencia, amen, for hosting on tonight. And everybody who called in and tuned in on tonight, we will be back on tomorrow night at the same time. First Lady Prevost will be giving the word on tomorrow night. Praise God. And y'all know y'all don't hear that much, so... Amen. Colleen, she's going to bring forth a word from the Lord on tomorrow night. And I thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. And if we don't have any other announcements, praise God, we will be dismissed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name on today, Lord. Thank you for your word on today. Let that word resonate in our hearts, our minds, and in our souls, Lord. Let us take the word from the line and apply it in our everyday lives. And, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And like I always say, don't forget to say your prayer and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We'll see y'all tomorrow night on the revival. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Good night, people. God, good night.
Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall. Fancy words and colored lines, nothing super spiritual, not this time. Just pray for me, 'cause judging me's not helping me to grow. Pray for me. See the wrong I've done, I already know. Will you love me if I'm dirty and I've lost my way? Till the blood has washed me white and numb. If I don't meet your approval, will you let me stay and pray for me? pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Please pray for me. Let's pray. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all.